Good morning. You're listening to The Morning Shift on CHUO 89.1 FM. I'm Mara Bélanger, and here is your morning news. Residents of Ottawa now have the opportunity to shape the city's first-ever anti-racism strategy. The city announced two public engagement sessions last week, set to take place on January 15th and 20th. The January 15th session is intended to obtain insight from members of racialized communities. The sessions would help to inform the anti-racism strategy, along with data from previous engagement efforts. Councillor Ralston King of Rideau Rockcliffe Ward initiated the process to create an office with a mandate to address systemic racism shortly after his election in spring 2019. In an interview with CHUO's Denise Isaacs, King explains the reasoning for the creation of the office, otherwise known as the Anti-Racism Secretariat.
There is definitely issues around racism in Ottawa. I think a great example of that is my election in a by-election in Rideau Rockcliffe. So I was the first elected Black official in the city's history. And there was a lot of elation in the community, a racialized community, Black community, Indigenous community, across the board. Literally, the next month, there was a racist incident in my ward where a family in my ward had the N-word spray-painted on their garage door. And it was a very clear indication that racism, unfortunately, is alive and well. But if there is good news out of that horrible incident, the community came together and asked for the establishment of an anti-racism office at the city, and I heard them loudly and clearly.
The anti-racism strategy, which is being overseen by the anti-racism secretariat, is in its third phase of community engagement. The first two phases took place from January to August 2021, the results of which were released in the What We Heard report in September. Data from the report revealed the 601 participants had highlighted six main areas of concern: employment equity, economic development, governance, housing, health outcomes, and youth development. The report mentioned over-policing having a negative impact on the welfare of individuals from racialized communities, but it didn't specifically indicate policing as a concern. Robin Brown, founder and co-lead of 613-819 Black Hub, who plans on attending the January 15th town hall, is worried the anti-racism strategy may not address systemic racism in the Ottawa Police Service, or OPS. Brown says that since the OPS is involved in many city processes, the anti-racism strategy must be built with policing in mind.
Well, the biggest thing that jumps out is that in the priorities they've come up with, there is no mention of safety and security in general and no mention of the Ottawa Police Service at all. And my big question is going to be, like, how's that? Like, this is a city anti-racism strategy, so focused on, like, city services and stuff. Okay, so what's the story of the OPS? What they'll come and they'll say, the OPS is like a separate thing. You know, it's not covered by the city's anti-racism strategy, which if that's the answer, then we're going to be saying, okay, that's a big problem because the OPS is involved very intimately with city programming, and we'll give examples.
Brown is accusing the OPS of engaging in layered policing, a loophole in which police appear to surrender control over certain services, but maintain oversight behind the scenes. An example of this occurred when the OPS were tasked with the creation of an alternative mental health strategy in January 2021. The 2022 police budget increase was reduced by $2.1 million, and a motion from Councillor Jean Cloutier would shift the money to community groups. According to Cloutier, those community groups will be selected by the Guiding Council, which oversees the alternative mental health response, the plan created by the OPS 1 year ago. Brown says such disingenuous behavior is contrary to the many calls for police to become less involved in non-police services. Suzanne Obiora, the city's Director of Gender and Race Equity, Inclusion, Indigenous Relations, and Social Development, explains the anti-racism strategy in an interview with Denise Isaacs.
We have, as racialized people, as Black people, have experienced racism. There is no debate about that. But I think what we also can't lose sight of is what data has been telling us around a historical experience of disadvantage and marginalization in racialized communities. And the strategy is very much informed by the experiences that racialized communities have faced. So over the span of 8 months, the Secretariat held 33 action planning sessions where we heard from participants from a diversity of communities. And what we heard from Ottawa residents is that the city can be a leader.
Although policing isn't identified specifically as an area of concern in the report, Obiora says the anti-racism strategy will address systemic racism in Ottawa City services. To register for the upcoming virtual town hall engagement sessions and voice your thoughts, visit engage.ottawa.ca. This has been your morning news. For CHUO 89.1 FM, I'm Mara Bélanger.